Hello.
Hello, my name is Emma and I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to a person that requested that call?
Yes, ma'am. My name is April Holloway.
How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I had trouble because I filed for unemployment before, and they said I had to repay some money, but I've been laid off. I mean, I was fired from my job, and I need to know how to open up a new claim.
Okay, so you're calling to open up a new claim?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
What's that social security number?
420-9672-22.
Your date of birth?
8/17/1975.
And your mother's maiden name?
Patricia Ann Holloway.
It'll take us about 15 and 20 minutes to complete your claim, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college, maybe 14 years.
And what's that Alabama ID number?
Driver's license number is 6111334.
Okay, so I have 6111334.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, or you can receive the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you prefer?
The card.
Okay, I do have to advise you that it does take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what's that mailing address on file?
1212 East Lake Boulevard, and may be in Birmingham, Alabama, or it may say Tarrant, Alabama, 35217.
Okay, what's that telephone number starting with the area code?
Area code 205-920-7134.
Right. Okay, Ms. Holloway, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so I have some randomly generated security questions to ask you. Feel free to cut me off at any point that you hear the correct answer.
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following street addresses in Riverdale have you ever lived at or been associated with?
In Riverdale?
Yes, ma'am.
I ain't never stayed in Riverdale.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1983 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, 1985 Pigot 505, 1987 Suzuki Samurai, 1991 BMW 5 Series, or I've never been associated with any of these.
I had a BMW X5. I don't know what year it was.
Mm-hmm.
Also had a Cutlass Supreme. I think I had a Cutlass. I don't know. Some old car.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Cornerstone Schools of Alabama, Independent Benefit Service, Maven Properties, Pavement Maintenance Contractors, or none of the above?
None of the above.
All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And when was the last day that you worked, Ms. Holloway?
I was fired last Monday.
So that date is the 7th, correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or have you received a pension from an employer that you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 15.
And what's the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
$11.
Okay. And what was that job title that you were working for?
A shipping clerk.
And what was that company that you were working for?
Yielding's Clothing Company.
Is that the way that it appeared on your check stub?
Let me see. Let's see. I think it has something else on there. Okay, you got Debt Holdings LLC.
Okay.
You need the address?
No, ma'am.
Okay. It says DET HOLDINGS LLC.
Okay. What was that phone number for that employer?
They ain't got no phone now because they do everything online. I can give you my boss man number.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay. Give me just one moment here. I'm going to look in my contact. Okay, that number is going to be... That number is 1, area code 717-449-9508.
Okay, what was your start date with them?
January 25th, 2021.
And what city and state were you working for them in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay for that employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what's the reason that you're no longer working for them?
They fired me.
What reason did they give?
He said, I didn't call or text him, but I had been out a couple of days before that because I had a kidney stone, and I brought him documentation where I had went to the hospital twice.
Okay, what was the name of that supervisor?
Corey Baird, CoreyBaird.
Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you remember your PIN number from the last time that you filed?
Yes, ma'am. I think it was 1975.
Okay. All right, Ms. Holloway, we are coming to a close with your unemployment claim. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim.
Yes, ma'am.
In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama. .gov.
Okay.
That's the website where you will update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this file, if you would like to file over the internet, that web address is www.
Yes, ma'am.
Dot labor.
Mm-hmm.
Dot Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Dot gov.
Okay.
If you would like to file over the phone, that telephone number is 1-800.
Uh-huh.
752.
Uh-huh.
7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. You must make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week.
Okay. I'll be able to use that pen that I had, the 1975 pen.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or you have any questions for us, you can contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Holloway, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a good day.
You too.